The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hey folks, I challenge you to think of at least one thing you no longer do that you wish you could. Do you miss like playing golf, maybe long walks with your spouse, sleeping through the night? Are you ready to start living without pain? My colleagues and friends, Hugh Hewitt, Dennis Prager, Mike Gallagher, have been talking about their own successful experience with Relief Factor, and you can add Eric Metaxas to that list. Relief Factor is changing the lives of tens of thousands of Salem radio listeners by reducing and even eliminating daily aches and pains. ReliefFactor.com is full of great success stories, and now I am on board. For just $19.95, Relief Factor is offering a three-week quick start that could help you live your life with little to no pain. Go to ReliefFactor.com to see testimonials from folks all over the country. I love reading them. Over 70% of those that try Relief Factor continue as a customer. Feel the relief and get back your independence and freedom from the aches and pains of everyday life. Go to ReliefFactor.com. Read the testimonies. I tell all my relatives to take it. ReliefFactor.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show.
I'm the announcer, and I've known Eric since he was a big nobody.
In fact, I'm one of the people he stepped on as he climbed the ladder of success.
And now my former friend, Eric Metaxas.
Oh, thank you, my former friend. Isn't that sweet? Oh. Hey, Albin.
Yes?
Do you know what today is?
Oh, I know.
You're wearing a red shirt.
So I know. That's for Valentine's Day.
I got to say, happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day to you,
Will
too.
Will you be my Valentine? Don't say yes.
Don't say it yet.
I just had to ask to be polite. Listen, it's Valentine's Day, and we have a special Valentine's Day guest coming up.
We do.
Actually, we don't. We have a special guest coming up, nothing to do with Valentine's Day.
But we'll
Day.
Put a Valentine spin on it.
We'll put a spin on it. We have Gary Sinise is going to be sitting in that seat.
Yay!
In 10 minutes from now, Gary Sinise is going to be here.
Sinise.
Lieutenant Dan from the Forrest Gump movie, although he's famous for so much else.
Yeah. I loved him as a villain in Ransom. Oh, my goodness, was he terrific. Anyway, that's...
I didn't see that movie, but I'm sure he was great.
Okay.
But listen, he's going to be here in a couple of minutes talking about his life and his commitment to the troops. And, I mean, he is a modern-day hero. I could say that because he's not here. I don't want to embarrass him, but he'll be here in a minute. He's probably getting his makeup on right now. We have to have makeup on because... You know,
well, because it's Valentine's Day.
Because it's Valentine's Day. So, okay, since today's Valentine's Day, before he comes, should we talk about Valentine's Day?
Yeah, we have some fun facts. I know it's Thursday, but we got some fun facts about Valentine's Day, the real Valentine's Day fact. And, of course, there was a priest, a Valentine, whose name was Valentine, and he lived in Rome. This is during the time of Claudius II. Now, Claudius banned Christianity, and, of course—
Wait. So this is, like, in the 3rd century?
Yeah, somewhere around there, Claudius II. I can't remember. It's a little far back there.
Yeah.
But he was in prison because he stood for the faith of Jesus Christ. He was a believer, okay? Now, children used to put notes through the bars of the cell. They would write little notes to him, little love notes, as it were, to St. Valentine, okay? And this is what I really like about this story, okay? Because he eventually was killed for his faith. But the last note he wrote to the jailer's daughter... And she had kind of, you know, she loved this guy, of course.
He fell in love with the jailer's daughter?
Yeah. Well, she was...
Wow. Talk about an unlikely Valentine story.
I know. But he signed off by saying, from your Valentine.
That's true?
Yeah. That's true. And it's so beautiful,
It's written right here.
It is written right there. It's actually... We're getting the fact from factretriever.com.
Honestly, yeah. I have never heard that before.
I had come across it a couple years ago, and I wanted to share that.
As you know, I love facts. So we're going to do more Fun Facts Fridays.
We're working
but
on
it's,
it.
But today's Thursday. It's Valentine's Day. We're giving ourselves a few minutes before Gary Sinise shows up to talk about this. Now, I have to say that I love goofy stuff, right? According to the facts that you've assembled, Jimmy Hoffa was born on Valentine's Day.
Happy birthday, Jimmy.
In 1913, wherever you are.
Yeah.
but that just cracks me up. Carl Bernstein The infamous journalist was born on Valentine's Day. Here's my favorite. Jack Benny.
Yes.
1894, born on Valentine's Day.
Rochester.
Yes, exactly.
Yes.
All right. Now, I want to mention to the folks, Gary Sinise is coming up in a couple seconds. In hour two today, we're doing a Throwback Thursday. It's Thursday.
Yeah, we like to call it Encore Thursday.
We do?
Yeah, I do anyway.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're doing an Encore Thursday, which means that we find one of our favorite shows that we've done and we re-air it.
Mm-hmm.
And because next week we have somebody who has a ministry in North Korea.
Yes.
We're gonna talk to him next week. Very fascinating story. The name of that book is Surfing in North Korea.
Yes,
and it's true.
North Korea.
He has been
fascinating.
Surfing. He brought surfing
to
North Korea.
So we're gonna bring him here.
So we're gonna bring him here. Yeah. But that's next week. Today
in
hour two, we're gonna replay the interview we did with a couple, Steve and Joy Yoon,
mm-hmm.
who live in North Korea. They have lived there for 11 years. Now, there's a travel ban, so they're here in the States
right,
now,
yeah.
But we are hoping that with this upcoming summit between Kim Jong-un and President Trump, that there may be a thawing and the travel ban will be lifted. But the Yoons, for 11 years, have lived doing humanitarian aid in
mm-hmm.
North Korea
yes.
because of their Christian faith. You talk about heroes. You talk
yeah.
about people living their faith. So I said, Let's replay that because it is so moving, and it'll give us some context for when we talk next week to the author of
Surfing
North Korea.
Let's go surfing now.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
And what else information do we have? Okay. So today's Thursday. This weekend, mm-hmm. I'm going to be in Orlando, Florida.
Yes, you will.
Speaking, if you want the information, this is another opportunity for me to say what I say over and over again.
Right.
If you go to my website, ericmetaxas.com, there's a place that says sign up for Eric's recent thoughts or whatever. You get an email sent by me once a week. You don't have to read it, but it has all the information that you might have missed, including every single guest on this radio show that week.
Yeah.
So, you'll get it. I mean, if you sign up today, you'll get this email either late tomorrow, Friday, or early Saturday morning, and it'll have the list of every single one of the guests that we had this week.
Yeah, and a lot of behind-the-scenes photos and things like that. A lot of
kooky behind-the-scenes.
Kooky stuff.
Bloopers, gaffes, and flubs.
Oh,
really crazy stuff.
Yikes.
And so, but I just want to, I'm begging you folks, if you have not signed up for that, just go to ericmetaxas.com, sign up, because I have dear friends that say, I didn't know yet. And it's like, well,
how do you spell my taxes?
And they don't know where I am. They say,
yeah.
Oh, I was in Buffalo. Why didn't you tell me? Like, well, like I publish it 1,000 times if you got the email. So I just want to bug my friends. I also want to bug my friends. If you are interested in betting, and who's not? Most people I know sleep virtually every night in some kind of bed. That's what they call it. That's the term. That's the hip term. The kids call it. They say, that's my bed. And so that term, okay,
yeah.
Really gave birth to the term bedding. Okay,
bedding.
Is,
yes. Oh,
you got your
that.
Pillows.
Very good.
You got your pillowcases. You got your sheets. Sometimes people use a mattress topper. And I discovered that if you go to mypillow.com, okay, we know Mike Lindell, he's the guru of bedding, pillows, and stuff.
King of sleep.
He's the king of sleep. He is the sultan of somnambulism. Okay, these are his official titles.
They are.
This guy has created bedding with a level of technology that even this can happen. Even to glance at one of his pillows, You suddenly get a little dizzy and you may fall asleep on your feet like a horse. Horses sleep standing up.
And chickens.
This can happen. The level of technology Mike Lindell has put into these things, it's frightening. And I just want to warn you, if you go to mypillow.com and you order any of this stuff, they got pet beds, they have the neck pillows, the travel pillows.
Yes, right.
All that stuff, you get a special discount only if you put an Eric or Metaxas.
Right.
So even if you're reminded to do this when you're watching like Fox News or something, do not put in their code.
No.
You need to put in Eric or Metaxas. But this comes with a warning, okay? Because it's kind of like a sharp knife. You want your knife to be sharp, but you need to respect it.
Respect okay? that knife.
The technology that Mike Lindell has created at MyPillow.com, all of this stuff, the sheets and all this stuff, it is so powerful that I think personally, and I'm going to talk to Mike, I think he needs to pull it back a little bit because people are sleeping their lives away.
That's right.
They've never slept so deeply. Mm. Sometimes your pulse goes down to like 10 per minute. Like a yogi, they Ooh. Go into the state of hibernation.
Yeah.
So be careful. I'm just warning you. You need a spouse or somebody to wake you up. You don't want to lose your job. But the level of technology, these things are so comfortable that they're revolutionizing.
And by the way, if you have an
world.
Exercise coach, you might want to hire them to come a couple hours early to just rough you out of bed.
Just
that,
just
you
to shove you out of bed.
Get out of there.
It's very tough. We got the mattress topper.
Yes.
And I just want to say it's so comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care about anything anymore.
I don't either.
I just want to sleep.
And by
Suzanne
the way,
says, Eric, you got to get up.
Which reminds
and I say,
me,
I don't care about anything.
We got to wish our wives
sleep.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Oh, do we?
Anne, happy Valentine's Day.
Okay, Anne, happy Valentine's
no,
Day.
No, you talk to
Oh, Suzanne. I always forget her name. Suzanne, happy Valentine's Day. Sweetie pie. Oh, my goodness.
Beautiful.
We're going to be right back with Gary Sinise.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up two bottles of Lick-O-Chops, get the third bottle free.
New improved Lick-O-Chops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, six extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try Lick-O-Chops. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DynoVite.com.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
It's probably been about 10 years ago. I had quite a few credit cards. The interest on the cards was really high. I was making the minimum payments, but barely. And it was just getting to be too much, so I called Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976 to talk to a certified counselor.
They met with me, and they were able to get all of my credit cards in one lower payment.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
They did help me learn how to manage my money. Now, you know, we have a house, and we're doing a lot better.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Holly, and I am debt-free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.
When it comes to your identity and devices, there's no soundtrack to let you know you might be in danger. That's why you need LifeLock with Norton Security, to look out for the silent threats of today's digital universe. No one can prevent all identity theft or cybercrime or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but LifeLock detects threats to your identity and Norton protects against online threats. Join now at LifeLock.com and use promo code SMART to get 10% off your first year.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
It's probably been about 10 years ago. I had quite a few credit cards. The interest on the cards was really high. I was making the minimum payments, but barely. And it was just getting to be too much, so I called Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976 to talk to a certified counselor.
They met with me, and they were able to get all of my credit cards in one lower payment.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
They did help me learn how to manage my money. Now, you know, we have a house, and we're doing a lot better.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Holly, and I am debt-free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.
Hey, Mike, how's the house coming along?
Needs a ton of work. The pipes are leaking. Needs a new roof. The AC just broke. I just don't have time to do it all myself.
You know anyone?
Oh, just ask Home Advisor.
They match you with the best local pros for any home project.
Cool.
Yeah, you can read reviews and book appointments online.
What's it cost?
Actually, Home Advisor is always free to use.
Nice. I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
The way you get your medicine prescriptions is now changing across America. GoGoMeds.com can deliver your medicine right to your door. Ask your doctor to send your prescription to GoGoMeds.com. Once you fill in your information, it's in the system and your prescription is delivered. It's just that easy. Go to GoGoMeds.com and use the promo code Mike2018 and save $10 on your first prescription. That's GoGoMeds.com, and the promo code Mike2018 gets you $10 off your first prescription.
It's the Eric Metaxas Show. I'm Eric Metaxas. That's Jerry Rafferty. He's not in the studio, but I think you'll be happy because I actually did get somebody in the studio today. His name is Gary Sinise, and he's sitting with me now. Gary, welcome to this program.
Oh, thanks so much.
I am so thrilled to have you. You're not nervous being on camera or anything, are you?
Yeah, not at the moment.
You're okay? No. Look, I've wanted to meet you for the longest time. You're a rare figure in public life because you're known principally as an actor, but then as more than an actor. And you've finally written a book talking about the more part. I'm holding it in my hand. It's out today. It's called Grateful American, A Journey from Self to Service by Gary Sinise. Is that you on the cover?
That's me.
All right. Just want to make sure. You have an amazing story. I'm reading in here about, you know, you're not just a big deal Hollywood actor. You started Steppenwolf Theater in Chicago. I mean, I realize I knew less about you than I even thought. So let's start at the beginning. Where did you grow up?
Well, I was born on the south side of Chicago. That's where I was born. My great-grandfather came over from Italy. I tell a little bit of that family history in the book. He was from a little village in south of Naples called Ripa Candida.
Gesundheit.
That's right. And he had nine children. Two of them were born in Italy, and then he moved to the south side of Chicago, came over through Ellis Island, had seven more children. One of those was my grandfather. My grandfather lived on the south side of Chicago. He served in World War II. He drove an ambulance in France during the Battle of the Argonne. Terrible, bloody battle.
Wow.
It was very serious. He never talked about it at all.
That's the generation that never talked about it.
Yeah, World War I was terrible. And then he had three sons. And two of them served in World War II. My Uncle Jerry was on a ship in the Pacific. My Uncle Jack flew on B-17s. He was a navigator on a B-17 over Europe. And then my dad was the youngest of the three brothers, and he served in the Navy during the Korean War. And we lived on the south side of Chicago, eventually moved up to the northern suburbs called Highland Park. And that's where I fell into acting and fell into some trouble, too.
Uh-huh. I thought acting was trouble, Gary.
I think because I was in trouble, I made a fine actor.
Okay. Well, it's interesting. What you just said is kind of the story of America. I mean, here you have working class Italians coming over, working hard, south side of Chicago, serving their country, which makes them as American as George Washington. It's a beautiful story. How is it that you come out of that into the world of acting?
Well, when my family moved from the south side to the north side, eventually in high school, I had a lot of trouble in high school, actually. Academically, as a kid in the early 60s, when I was young. My dad was always at work. He learned the film business in the Navy, actually, and then when he left the Navy, he went into the film business in Chicago and started his own editing firm in Chicago. But he was part of that Mad Men generation, you know, that Mad Men period, early 60s.
Yeah.
And he was working all the time because he was at the mercy of the advertisers. He had to cut a lot of commercials. So he was gone all the time. I didn't see my dad a lot when I was younger. And my mom had her hands full with my other two siblings and her mother and her sister. So I was kind of on my own, running around, just getting into trouble. And I never really learned kind of the fundamentals of reading and writing. I struggled academically all the way through grammar school, middle school, and into high school. And so I was almost flunking out of high school. And the only thing that gave me any grounding was playing music, playing in a rock band. And I was standing in this hallway one time as a sophomore in high school, and I was with the rock band. We were looking pretty rock and rollish and kind of scrubby. And I tell this story in the book of this little lady, this blonde lady, just blowing down the hallway. And she turned around and said, "You look like a gang member, and I'm directing West Side Story, so come and audition for it."
And this is one of these Hollywood stories that they have to be made up, except it's not made up.
No.
You look like a gang member. I'm directing Hollywood. I'm directing West Side Story. That's called your big break.
She was the drama teacher, and she told me to come on audition. We kind of laughed it off, and she walked down the hall, and we laughed it off.
But West Side Story is clean-cut gang members, though, right?
We were North Shore children, North Shore,
right.
Chicago.
Right.
You know, it was fairly upper middle class neighborhood. I thought, well, I'll go to the audition. I'll check it out, see what's happening. And I followed all the pretty girls into the audition. And they gave me a script and said, "Get up there and read this part and read these lines." And I didn't know what I was doing. And I stumbled through it. And I got some laughs. And people thought I was amusing. And I didn't care, really. I was just doing it. And then I got it in the play. And all of a sudden, I found this community in high school that was just embraced me, and I was close to getting kicked out of school. I was in some serious trouble, and all of a sudden things started to turn around. I just fell in love with theater. I wanted to act all the time. I wanted to be in all the plays. If you look at my mom saved all my report cards from kindergarten through high school. And if you look at the grades, it's like a solid D average from kindergarten to high school. But then when I get into the plays and I started taking the theater classes, all of a sudden I'm getting A's in these classes. I'd never gotten A's before. And I'm just excelling. And I found this thing that I could do very well. I wanted to do it all the time. And when I graduated from high school, I wanted to keep doing that. And then I founded became Steppenwolf Theater.
But that's just hilarious because, you know, that's legendary, Malkovich, the whole thing. And I never knew of your relationship with Steppenwolf. So it's just fascinating to me because that's kind of like a credential, you know, big credential for an actor. And so but I know your story, the one that you tell in this book, Grateful American, really has to do with after you were in Forrest Gump playing Captain Dan.
That's Lieutenant Dan.
Lieutenant Dan. you could tell that I'm a civilian. Somehow, something resonated with people in that character. Now, before that, what were you in before that? Was Apollo 13 before that? I can't remember.
No, after that.
Was after that. Okay.
Yeah, I hadn't done much before that, actually, in the movie business.
Okay.
I did, worked at Steppenwolf quite a bit, directed some plays that did very well, and I was offered a movie deal in Hollywood. And I was the artistic director at Steppenwolf, so when I got offered this movie deal to come out and direct movies, it was from David Putnam. Do you remember David Putnam?
Do I remember David Putnam? Yes, I do.
Okay.
Holy cow.
He produced Chariots
of Fire.
The Killing Fields, which was Malkovich's first movie.
Yeah. And Sigourney Weaver's first big break. Now,
that's right.
Let me just say...
He was running Columbia Pictures, and he offered me the deal.
See, this is nuts. I just find it funny, too, because when you say you were the artistic director of Steppenwolf, you know, that's like, you know, Kevin Spacey and the old Vic. I mean, that's a major place in acting, to be the artistic director of something as respected as Steppenwolf. To grow up in a working class family as you did, and to end up there, and then later on to get this gig as Lieutenant Dan, and to reconnect to that working class world. I mean, it's really like a kind of a fairy tale in a way.
Yeah, well, I was the artistic director in the 80s, and I was the artistic director when no one knew who Steppenwolf was outside of Chicago. We were, you know, we were a small theater in Chicago. We had some success in the early 80s. One of the big breaks for Steppenwolf, if you call it that, it was a play called True West by Sam Shepard that John Malkovich and I worked on. And it was the first play that we moved to New York.
Yeah.
So nobody knew us outside.
Well,
of
look,
Chicago.
Just the idea that you get Sam Shepard to write a play that you do, you know, that this is.
He didn't write it for us.
No, I'm just saying just the idea of it, it's significant. But
at that time, the play had been done once in New York and it didn't do well here. So it didn't have a great reputation. Uh-huh. But I love that play. And we did it 2 years after they did it here in New York. We moved it here, and it was a big hit.
We're going to be right back. Folks, I'm talking to Gary Sinise. Am I pronouncing it correctly?
Yep.
How do you pronounce that in Italian? We'll be
Sinise.
Right. Sinise. Gary Sinise. We'll be right back. The book is Grateful American. We'll be right back.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Trump's nominee for Attorney General William Barr has been confirmed by the Senate by a 54-45 vote. Meanwhile, Congress expected later today to vote on a bipartisan accord to prevent another government shutdown. The president will reportedly not get the entire $5.7 billion for his border barrier, but the deal is expected to be approved. The president and First Lady Melania Trump are praying for those affected by the school shooting in Parkland, Florida, that left 17 people dead 1 year ago today. In an earlier statement, the president says that after the tragedy, he held a school violence discussion at the White House and created the Federal Commission on School Safety. Also just coming in, a shot has been fired at a suburban Albuquerque high school on the anniversary of the Parkland shooting, but police say no one was injured. A suspect is in custody. For more details, go to SRN News.
Your family depends on your income, and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford.
For your free quote, call 1-800-880-7474. That's 1-800-880-7474. Or go to SelectQuote.com. That's 1-800-880-7474.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
What is it costing you in vet bills for that convenience of just pulling open a bag?
The formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits that cost a ton of money anyways.
How do you feed your dog to derive not only energy, but a good coat, bright eyes, and a great attitude?
Come to Dinovite for help.
Dinovite .com.
I found his raw meat diet on Dinovite.com.
With just the raw meat and the eggs and the Dinovite and the Super Omega on top of it.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Buy two, get one free.
Ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dinovite supplement, and then a LicoChop.
Try LicoChops. Buy two, get one free.
It just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit.
Adding Dinovite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Their skin is so much better now that they're on the raw diet. I don't even give them the kibble anymore.
Dinovite.com.
Folks, it's the Eric Metaxas Show. I'm talking to Gary Sinise. Yes, the Gary Sinise. Don't confuse him with counterfeits. Gary, I'm so happy to have you here. Your book, congratulations, called Grateful American, A Journey from Self to Service. In Hollywood, it is not the thing to do to say how grateful one is to be an American. Why do you have this point of view?
Because I am.
Well, that's good. But why are you, and what was it? I mean, we could probably go back to the Lieutenant Dan thing. That something happened there. You portrayed a character magically transformed by Robert Zemeckis, and you really touched a chord with veterans.
Well, yeah. I mean, there are several steps that have added up to this gratitude that's expressed in the book. I mean, several things have happened to me along the way that have been blessings. There have been mistakes and things that I've learned from. There's been challenges. There's been hard work. There's been, you know, some, you know, things that weren't that easy to deal with that we've overcome that have, you know, that I'm grateful for. Obviously, I've got a beautiful family, my kids, my wife. I talk about some of the struggles that we've had as a family and some of the things that we went through, but that the positive outcome of some of that and how grateful I am for that. I've traveled the world. I've seen people in societies around the world that don't really understand what freedom is, so I'm grateful for my freedom.
Isn't that the key, though, is the fact that because my parents are immigrants from war-torn countries, they appreciate what we have here in a way that I think many Americans who are born here, it's hard for them to appreciate it because it seems normal. So when you go to countries where they don't have, you know, not just food and water, but freedom, it's a striking thing. And you have done a lot of traveling.
Yeah, I've been to the war zones. I've gone to the places where our troops are serving. I've seen... I tell a story about my various trips to Korea and going up to the DMZ and standing on the DMZ and looking at the North Korean side. And, you know, I'm standing here as close as I am to you. There's a North Korean guard staring at me in the face. And there's a borderline right between us on the ground. And he can't step over there and I can't step over there. But he's a slave and the people on the side behind me are free. You really, you know, and I talk about this, that there's probably no place on earth where you can feel the difference between freedom and slavery more than standing there staring at a North Korean guard in the face and knowing that in his society, worshiping the supreme leader is all they do. They don't really understand freedom in the way that we do. So you come to appreciate your freedom a lot more when you go to places that don't really enjoy it the way we do.
Well, it's also it's brave of you to say that he's a slave. He is, but most people would be more politically correct because it's so complicated. But it's a simple fact. I mean, anybody who understands the world of communism and totalitarian dictatorships knows that it is the very opposite of what our founders gave us to keep. And it's something that's become very blurred in America. Many Americans simply don't realize that what we have is rare and fragile.
And it has to be fought for and protected. You know, somebody's got to do that. Somebody's got to sacrifice for it. We have a great program at the Gary Sinise Foundation where we, in partnership with the National World War II Museum, where we've been taking hundreds of World War II veterans down to the National World War II Museum in New Orleans. And we pair them up with high school kids. And so you have a 16-year-old kid traveling with a 95-year-old gentleman who fought on Iwo Jima or hit the beach at Normandy. And they walk through this museum, and he relives his story, and he imparts that story and the lessons learned about sacrifice and what it costs to provide freedom. He imparts that to the young student, and they get an education about military service and the thin line between freedom and tyranny that we had all those years ago. If just imagine, I mean, you know, you're a historian.
Well, we still have it now.
If we would have lost that war, just imagine what the world would be like.
Well, we've had a number of existential crises that if we had not fought and won, you know, it wasn't just that one. Obviously, you could start with 1776, or you could talk about the Civil War. There have been a number of moments, and I'm very sorry to say I think we're in a moment like that now where we have – lost our ability to see clearly, at least maybe a little bit less than half the country, what freedom is and why we have to fight for it. And it will go away. We know that it evaporates naturally. It doesn't stick around unless we keep it. And what you're doing, I know my producer was probably thinking this when you said it, is my dream come true. In other words, to hear that you have set this up through the Gary Sinise Foundation, that these older warriors would share their experiences with young people. If we don't do that and do not teach young people these things, America as we know it is over. This is something that we have had to transmit generation to generation. Just the fact that you are spearheading that is just music to my ears. This is a thrill to hear this. I hadn't heard that before. When we come back, folks, we'll continue the conversation with Gary Sinise. The new book is called Grateful American, A Journey from Self to Service. Stick around.
If I ever get out of here.
Hey, Albin, isn't it time that we heard about what Janice has to say about Relief Factor? We're sponsors of Relief Factor on this program. It works for me. I talk about it all the time. But let's hear from somebody else. Here's Janice.
I was skeptical at first, but because of the pain that I was having when I would substitute teach and have to climb stairs, so I have lower back, hip, and even knee pain. And after about 3 weeks, I found that I could climb stairs pain-free. But it wasn't only pain-free. I could do it step over step without holding on the railing. I'm really happy. It makes me feel like I'm young again.
I love stories like this.
That's great.
Well, look, I've talked to so many people who have had this experience. I told you that I've had this experience. ReliefFactor.com is the website for $19.95. By the way, the reason it's so popular is very cheap. You take this stuff. It's all botanicals. Within 3 weeks, you will know if it works for you. Sometimes in 3 days, you'll know, or in a day, but I'm saying give it 3 weeks. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com.
How many sales are you missing because you're not effectively using social media marketing? Worse yet, how many customers are your competitors stealing from you because they are? The vast majority of the population is on social media nearly every day shopping. Does your business have an effective selling presence on social media? We're Salem Surround. We take the mystery of digital marketing off your shoulders, letting you run your business while we deliver customers. Your competition is already social. Catch them and surpass them. We offer a free analysis of your digital marketing effectiveness and suggest methods that could dramatically increase your sales. We know how to make every digital dollar count towards sales success. Now there are no limitations on where you can reach customers with Salem Surround. Total market penetration for increased ROI. Learn more by logging on to SalemSurround.com. SalemSurround.com, connecting you with new customers.
From executive producers Tim Tebow and Robbie Tebow comes Run the Race. Two brothers share an unbreakable bond, but life's unexpected adversities put their future in question.
It's all part of his plan, right?
You're not the first person to wrestle with his faith.
When you lose your way, how do you find hope?
Why is this so hard?
God does love you. He loves you like crazy.
Run the Race. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. In theaters February 22nd. For tickets and showtimes, go to runtheracemovie.com.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started. HomeAdvisor.
Hey there, folks. It's Eric Metaxas. If you know MyPillow, you already know how effective it is. On this program, we joke half seriously that it is the official pillow of Rip Van Winkle. Mike Lindell dedicated himself to inventing a pillow that works, that's effective. It's not a joke. I mean, he, if you know his story, we've interviewed him on the program. It's an amazing story, right? Okay, well, if you're looking for a great night's sleep right now, is the perfect time to get your first MyPillow. By the way, if you already know how great it is, you can get them for everybody you know. But I say that because right now on this program, to my listeners, there is a special offer, a four-pack offer that includes two premium MyPillows with two go-anywhere pillows plus free shipping. You have to call 800-978-3057 and use the promo code Eric or Metaxas, or go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code Eric or Metaxas, or call 800-978-3057. Do it now.
Any CSI New York fans out there?
Out here in the fields, I fight for my meals. I give my back into my living. I don't need to fight, no.
Unbelievable. Gary Sinise, this is your band. Now, I want to know, who's doing vocals there?
His name is Jeff Bazane.
Jeff.
Been with my band since 2005.
Jeff is doing it. That's not. I wouldn't pick that as the first song I would try to do. singing is fun, but that's wonderful. So so what do you call the band? The Lieutenant Dan
Band
with Gary Sinise. And people can find that on YouTube, obviously. And play everywhere, but mostly for the troops.
The band is actually a program of my foundation. So I only, that's basically what I do. I don't play for a living. I play for the military.
Yeah.
So people that donate to the Gary Sinise Foundation help us provide entertainment on military bases and at military hospitals all around the country. And we bring the band in, and I play for free, and I have to pay all the production costs and pay the band members and everything like that. So there's expenses, but we can provide free entertainment just like the USO does.
Okay, and so if somebody says to you in 30 seconds, what are you doing with your life these days? What do you say?
Well, I'm on a book tour right now.
No, other than that.
Grateful America.
Other than that.
I'm spending my time focused on the Gary Sinise Foundation and what we're doing. We have multiple programs that support our first responders, our Gold Star families, our military, active duty veterans, our wounded.
Okay, where does this come from? I mean, I'm cheering inside, but I'm also asking the question, how do you go from being Gary Sinise, the actor, to the man behind the Gary Sinise Foundation doing all of that? What happened?
There's various steps along the way. I have veterans in my family, as I said.
Yeah.
Vietnam veterans on my wife's side of the family.
Yeah.
I remember back when I first met them, they were just a little older than I was, and they'd been off to war, and they came home to a nation that spit on them and turned its back on them, and I felt very badly. So I started supporting local Vietnam veterans in Chicago, and then 10 years later, I got to play a Vietnam veteran, a wounded Vietnam veteran. That started me working with the Disabled American Veterans Organization, which advocates for about 2 million wounded veterans. This is 25 years now that I've been involved with them. And then after September 11th, having been involved with veterans for a couple of decades there, I wanted to support the men and women who were deploying to Iraq and Afghanistan and whatever I could. And one of the things you do is go out for the USO. So I raised my hand. I started visiting troops and shaking hands and taking pictures, and I begged them to let me entertain the troops with a band that I had. I had some players that I played with, and they said okay. So we set up a tour to Korea, and Singapore and Diego Garcia. It's an island in the middle of the Indian Ocean. And that was our first tour in February 2004. And since then, we've played 450 concerts for the troops over the years.
And most of these guys, I'm guessing, connect with you because of the character you played in Forrest Gump. That was the connection between you and a lot of these folks.
When I first started visiting our troops, I didn't have a television series, international television series, CSI New York. I'd done some movies, Apollo 13 and Ransom and Forrest Gump and Of Mice and Men, some different things like that.
Now, you were in Mice and Men with Malkovich?
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's kind of like a little Steppenwolf crowd there.
Well, just me and John, yeah.
Just you and John.
We had done it on stage before, and, so I hadn't done that much before Forrest Gump. And when I started visiting our troops, a lot of people recognized me from the movie, but they didn't know what my real name was. They just knew my face from the movie. So that's why I named the band after the character. When I started taking the band, I thought, everybody knows Lieutenant Dan, so I'll just call it Lieutenant Dan Band, and maybe they'll put two and two together and realize I'm the guy that played Lieutenant Dan.
Well, I mean, look, the reason, obviously, one of the reasons that movie was so big is because through that character, Hollywood gave respect to a lot of people that had been, if not disrespected, mostly ignored. And that's a shocking thing. People don't take that lightly. You talk about gratitude. You're a grateful American. To express gratitude to those folks. And then, of course, those folks want to express their gratitude back to you and whoever else made that happen.
Well, part of what I do in visiting these military bases, I'm just there to show my appreciation and make sure they know that we remember what they're doing. That's important. When we started deploying to Iraq and Afghanistan, it was breaking my heart. First of all, the day broke my heart. And I was just in such pain after that day. I wanted to do something. I wanted to take action in some way. So I raised my hand for the USO, and I raised my hand for military charities, and I started showing up at events and raising money for countless military charities that are actually listed in the back of the book here. Because those are the ways that I was serving before I had the Gary Sinise Foundation. And I felt like if I could draw attention to them, we could help more veterans. And it's become just a great blessing. It really is a mission of going from self to service, a singular focus on my acting career and what I was doing there with the theater company and all that, to this broader mission of serving others.
Yeah, it sounds to me like God had a secret plan, and those are the best ones because you can't screw it up. You're just doing what you do and following the dots. But to find yourself here now, as a spokesperson for, so many people who serve, just the idea of service, you could argue that since the 60s, service, honor, all those things, they kind of became a little bit old fashioned but they're not to Heartland America.
Not to me. I'm exactly what it says in the book. I'm grateful. I'm a grateful American. I'm blessed to live in this country. I want to do my part to support the country, and the way that I can serve is by supporting those who defend the country.
Well, I love it. And when did you who pushed you to write the book? Was it your idea or
Some ideas have been flopping around in my head, but I thought maybe it would just be a picture book. I got 10,000 pictures from all these trips I've been on.
Holy
and I
cow.
Thought maybe we'd just put those into a book.
Well, if this weren't radio, we'd show the pictures on the air. We're going to be right back, folks. I'm talking to Gary Sinise. You know him, but the new book, Grateful American. Check it out. We'll be right back. It's the Ark Metaxas Show.
Those planes, they don't wake.
When I look back, I'm amazed at how long I kept all my troubles bottled up inside. I couldn't get to sleep because it was all I could think about when my head hit the pillow. I was losing sleep, slipping into depression, withdrawing from everyone around me. I had no energy or drive. I was losing myself. I was at my lowest point when I heard about Faithful Counseling. Faithful Counseling is a team of licensed Christian counselors who helped me work through my issue. They want to give you a free week just so you can try them out. You can begin a conversation when you're ready by text or phone, even video conferencing from the comfort of your own home. And your first week is free. Why not give it a try? If it's not for you, you can cancel during your first week and not pay a dime. Go to tryfaithfulcounseling.com. It's time to talk to someone who can help. Go now to tryfaithfulcounseling.com. It's so easy to get started, and your first week is free. Go to tryfaithfulcounseling.com.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. A shot has been fired at a suburban Albuquerque high school on the anniversary of the Parkland shooting. The police say no one was injured. The suspect has been taken into custody at the V. Sue Cleveland High School in the community of Rio Rancho. It was evacuated. This is the one-year anniversary of the school shooting in Parkland, Florida, that left 17 people dead. A moment of silence was observed earlier. President Trump's nominee for Attorney General William Barr has been confirmed by the Senate by a 54-45 vote. Meanwhile, Congress is expected later today to vote on a bipartisan accord to prevent another government shutdown. Officials from both Amazon and state government say the state government did an awful job planning. According to a business location consultant, the collapse of the deal for Amazon will not hurt New York City's economy.
Your family depends on your income, and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford.
For your free quote, call 1-800-880-7474. That's 1-800-880-7474. Or go to SelectQuote.com. That's 1-800-880-7474.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Nothing in front of me.
Folks, I'm sitting here with Gary Sinise. We're listening to your band, Gary. It's just wonderful. You're doing so many different things. Now you have a book that kind of sums everything up. I know you have to go to the Neil Cavuto show, and I'm glad that he's having you on, and I'm glad that Americans know that there's somebody out there who's thinking about what's important. These are about as important as things get, to be grateful for those who are serving this nation, to acknowledge them. You've really given yourself over to that at this point.
Well, thank you. And thank you for having me on today. Look, there's a lot in the book. But, you know, we spend so much time talking about what's not working all the time. You hear it constantly. What's not working? What's not working? But there's a lot that is working, you know, and I think if we look at the glass as a little more half full than a little more less half empty, and I try to do that. I'm grateful for a lot of things. I've had bad things happen. There have been real struggles in my life. We put some in the book, real things that I didn't think we were going to overcome, but thankfully we did, and I've learned from those things. I've learned from the mistakes that I've made. I've tried to turn the success that I've had in the movie and television business into something positive for other people. And by doing that, it's given great purpose and great meaning to my life in a way that I could never have imagined. So I wanted to put that feeling, those thoughts, that heart into the book, and I hope people enjoy it when they read it.
I hope you're doing the Mike Huckabee show on TBN. Did they hook you up yet?
I am.
Because if we had a stage here, I would want your band to play. We don't have that yet. We don't have that yet. But I know Huckabee would hook you up, because honestly, his audience, which in some ways is my audience on TBN, really, they want more of this, and they're just thrilled. You know, when do you get to hear the Lieutenant Dan Band?
Well, you won't hear it on Huckabee, but you'll see me talking about the book.
You'll be talking about this on Huckabee
next week.
They are crazy not to have you play. You realize that?
It's a pretty big production.
Huh? Is that true?
Yeah.
Is that true? Well, look, we just got a minute left. I know you're doing a big tour. You're going all over the place. What's in the world of acting for you? Is that something that just comes up when it comes up, or are you looking forward to doing something that you can tell us about?
The last thing I did was Criminal Minds Beyond Borders. We stopped shooting in December of 2016. And I've just been pouring everything I have into the Gary Sinise Foundation and the work to serve and honor the needs of the military and our first responder community. I get a lot of great feeling from that. It really lifts me to be able to help somebody else. When the right thing comes along in the movie or television business, I'll know it, and hopefully I'll be able to do it.
Well, it sounds to me like you've kind of hit your stride in a way that, if you had tried to do this, you never could. It's just sort of come together really beautifully for you. So on behalf of my audience and the rest of America, I want to say how grateful we are to you for answering the call on your life. This is way more important than anything you might do as an actor, and I just want to say thank you.
Thanks so much. I appreciate it.
God bless you. Yeah,
thank you.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.